You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The Reserve Bank of India failed to deliver on its contracted inflation target for the first time, started fiat digital currency pilot, and finally saw its efforts to improve bank balance sheet see fruition in 2022, making it a mixed year for the central bank. With inflation ebbing into the target band, focus is likely to shift to helping economic growth in the new year, especially given the lagged impact of 2.25% in rate hikes since May 2022 is likely to hamper GDP expansion. The big story of 2022 happened on October 12th when official data showed that headline inflation was above the 6% mark, the upper end of the tolerance band set for the central bank for 9 consecutive months. It triggered a letter from RBI to the government enumerating the reasons for the miss and also when it sees the price rise coming to the 4% mark. A bulk of the blame for persistent inflation was placed on the deteriorating global situation following the Russian invasion of Ukraine in late February, which led to a huge spike in the commodity prices, especially crude, which India imports. Meanwhile, fund mobilization by companies through equity and debt routes has dropped 20% in 2022 to nearly Rs 11 lakh crore as exuberance dwindled this year due to expensive credit avenues and volatile markets. The first half of 2023 could continue to remain challenging. The year 2021 was extraordinary for fundraising from the equity and debt routes, while 2022 has been a slowdown in capital raising owing to elevated volatility provoked by unprecedented inflation globally and the Russia-Ukraine war. Vishal Chandiramani, Managing Partner, Products and COO of Trust Plutus Wealth Private Limited, told PTI that the first half of 2023 could continue to be challenging, largely driven by global macro developments. He further added, if the slowdown or recession in the US is mild, then we could see a rally in global markets in the second half of next year, which would aid investor sentiment and the Indian markets as well. Moving on, the Department of Personnel and Training has once again extended the LTC block year 2018-21 for a period of 3 months. Earlier, the block year 2018-21 was deemed extended till 31st December 2022 for employees who had not availed of the leave travel concession for 4 years. As per Rule 10 of the CCS Leave Travel Concession Rules 1988, a government servant who is unable to avail of the LTC within a particular block of 2 years or 4 years may avail of the same within the first year of the next block of 2 years or 4 years. Accordingly, the block year 2018-21 was deemed extended up to 31st December 2022 by virtue of the Rule 10 of the CCS Rules 1988, the DOPD said in an office memorandum dated 27th December. The same has now been extended for a period of 3 months till March 31st, 2023. Over to the technology sector, Airtel this week launched its 5G services in Jammu and Srinagar. The company is rolling out the service in a phased manner as it continues to construct and complete the expansion. Customers with 5G supporting phones can start using the 5G services on their existing Airtel SIM at no extra cost. Airtel 5G Plus is currently live in select locations of Jammu and Srinagar, such as Raghunath Bazar, Gandhi Nagar, Chani Himat, Panch Tirthi, Jammu Secretariat, Bahu Fort, Bahu Plaza, Jammu Railway Station, Government Medical College, Canal Road in Jammu and Lal Chowk, Dal Lake, Raj Park, Kashmir University, Karan Nagar, Chanpora, Srinagar Secretariat, Nishad Garden, Chashma Shahi and Old City in Kashmir. The company plans to expand its network, making its services available in the Union Territories of Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh soon. Now in not so good news for automobile lovers, if you're planning to bring home a new car in 2023, get ready to shell out extra money. With the raw materials prices heading north and the persisting global supply chain restraints, a host of automakers in India, including Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki, Hyundai, Honda, Kia and Audi, have announced price hikes across their product portfolio lately. Maruti Suzuki has announced a price hike on its entire range and has attributed the same to regulatory requirements from the government, which has furthered the already mounted cost pressure due to expensive raw materials. Tata Motors has also announced a range-wide price hike and has stated that upgrades made to its vehicle in lieu of the new RDE norms has resulted in a surge in the manufacturing costs. Hyundai also has announced price hikes but hasn't disclosed the hiked amount yet. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.